Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. It is Saturday. It is a little after 2 o'clock. It is beautiful out, and we really appreciate you listening to us here on News 104.5 WOKV. Again, Ask the Doctor every Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week, we are talking about back to school because students all over Jax are not just hitting the classroom, but they're hitting the playing field. We're talking about elementary students, high school students, college students. So we're talking about sports meds, staying healthy, staying hydrated. And we are joined by Dr. Wesley Mills, of St. Vincent's Primary Care, a primary care sports and medicine doctor. Dr. Mills, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So happy to have you on.
Hey, happy to be here.
It's a wonderful time of the year. You have all these student athletes that are getting back onto the field. They are competing. They are working. They are studying. It is hot outside. There are a host of issues, I feel like, that we need to talk about on this show.
Definitely.
Before we get into that, how did you end up getting into sports medicine with St. Vincent's?
Well, you know, I did my undergrad in medical school at University of Missouri. I went to Mizzou, one of the now SEC schools.
Okay.
Came up to do my residency at St. Vincent's in family medicine, and then I went to Mayo and did a sports medicine fellowship. And after that, a few years later, opened up the practice underneath the St. Vincent's umbrella, and I do primary care and sports medicine.
Are you at the St. Vincent's in Riverside, or?
No, I have my own office over right off of Gate Parkway.
Oh, Gate Parkway.
Yeah,
all right.
Right
near us. The number to call if you have a question for the doctor is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Dr. Mills, it is hot outside, and a lot of people they're getting dehydrated before they work out on the field. And I guess one of my questions is, does it matter depending on the sport when you drink, what you're drinking, whether or not it's just water, whether or not it's getting in those electrolytes with Gatorade? Does that matter really?
It does. And it really doesn't really matter what sport you're playing or what you're participating in. But the key really is that you want to make sure that you prehydrate, because that's a key. Because if you only start to drink after you've been active, you're behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really make sure that you're hydrated before the activity. So would that be just water along with some, carbohydrate, electrolyte containing beverages like some Gatorade, Powerade? Kind of a rule of thumb, water is fine for any activity that's less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to be active for longer than an hour, you really want to add in some of the Gatorade, Powerade along with that, so you can make sure you're maintaining adequate, your electrolytes are staying where they should be, the sodium, potassium, chloride. You want to make sure those are, adequately at an adequate level along with being hydrated. So if it's over an hour, you want to make sure along with the water, you add in some Gatorade, Powerade, one of those things.
Now, is there anything wrong with just doing Gatorade? You aren't drinking any water. You're just loading up on those sports drinks instead?
Well, you really want to make sure you're drinking enough water, though, as well. Because now the good thing with the Gatorade, Powerade, vitamin waters, because they have some carbohydrates in it along with the electrolytes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that helps as well, because what you don't want to do is get dehydrated along with losing those electrolytes. But, the key really is water, and then to add in the Gatorade, Powerade, those things in addition to it.
And the number to call if you have a question for the doctor is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. So we talked a little bit about staying hydrated. I guess one of the things I was wondering about when I was thinking about the show before you came on is, how about special diets for athletes? Is there a certain time you should be eating, a certain time you shouldn't be eating, or certain types of foods that athletes in particular should try and make sure they're consuming on a regular basis or pre-hitting the field?
In general, all athletes or just all of us in general need to make sure we're just eating a very, just a healthy, well-balanced diet. Prior to activities, though, you want to make sure that you're, a lot of times, what we call carb load. So you want to make sure you increase your carbohydrates, because that's a great source of energy. Mm-hmm. When I used to run track, we used to make sure, we would eat a lot of pasta the day before a competition. The day before.
Oh, okay.
Obviously the day of, you want to make sure that that you're eating, but nothing really heavy, because that can cause problems, obviously.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
So in the morning, you shouldn't have a huge breakfast?
Well, it depends on what time the activity is, but, if you're going to, say, a track meet and it starts at 9, you probably wouldn't want to eat a real heavy meal at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You want to make sure you give yourself adequate time, but you want to make sure that you're well hydrated, as well as, have enough food, and so you have adequate caloric intake, so that you're feeling well throughout the day. But carbohydrates and fats are going to be your main source of energy, and for, you know, that diet right before the competition. Mm-hmm. But overall, you just want to make sure that you're eating really healthy. And sometimes we also need to increase your protein intake, especially if you're doing a lot of, you know, weight training and those kind of things.
Absolutely. One of the questions I had for you, too, is, so let's say I'm an athlete. I'm out there on the field, and I am getting really hot.
Okay.
Is there... when should I be concerned that it's heat exhaustion? At what point do I know as an athlete or as a student or whoever it might be that the amount of heat I'm feeling at the moment is not unacceptable?
Well, you know, what we start to worry about is when you start to get, you know, it's one thing to feel tired and fatigued, but it's another thing when you start to feel dizzy, you know, weak, you start to feel nauseous, feel like you may vomit, you start to get confused. That's when it's starting to get, you know, it's beyond just feeling a little bit overheated. That's when you start to get into the heat exhaustion, the heat illness, and those kind of things.
So
that's
when the confusion, really, too.
Yeah, when it starts to get confusion, it's starting to get at a dangerous level.
Okay, now are there any signs for, let's say, a coach has his students out there or whatever that might be out there that they can look for, that they can kind of point out and say, you know what, that kid's not just tired. They aren't just thirsty. There's something wrong.
Yeah, you know, you kind of want to watch, like, how they're moving, you know, because it's one thing, we all know how we look and feel when we're tired, but it's another thing when people start to look a little bit confused and dazed. And, you know, another telltale sign is when people start cramping up, you know, and those type of activities. You
like
know,
LeBron James.
Yeah, when you start cramping up, it means you're probably, you know, maybe a little bit overheated, but also probably dehydrated as well.
Right.
So those are some, so you just have to be very cognizant and just make sure you're watching the athletes and keep an eye on them, because otherwise, sometimes, you know, especially when you're young, you're not going to complain a lot. You're trying to impress the coaches, so you're going to try to
work through.
You
think you're invincible when you're young.
Exactly, exactly. And on top of that, you're trying to impress people.
Right.
So you may not want to complain. So, but, you know, it's so hot outside and it's so easy to become dehydrated as well as to become overheated that you have to really make sure that, you know, everyone's watching. So the athletes need to watch to make sure that they know the signs to look out for, but especially the coaches need to watch out and make sure that they know, okay, you know, set Scott down. He's, you know, he looks like he's becoming overheated. So, you know, get him some water, send him in a cool place, put him in some shade, take him inside in the air, you know, those kind of things, because it can become very dangerous once you get to that mental confusion standpoint. And because some of these, you know, it can lead to death if it gets out of control.
Right. Very scary. Very scary. The number Definitely. To call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. That might have sounded scary, but it's not, because we have Dr. Mills here. He is an absolute expert on this kind of thing, and we're here to avoid any of that. One of the things I was reading about was pre-participation physical examinations, PPE for short, is what I read that they are called. What is it, and why is it important for athletes to have those before they hit the field?
You know, really what we do with the participation physicals are, we're basically make sure the athletes are ready and that they can be cleared, because we want to make sure, from whether it be from a cardiovascular standpoint, and that's really what we're looking at a lot of the times, because we want to make sure that they don't have any worrisome, you know, heart defects that can lead to sudden death.
Right.
So, but we're looking at them overall, make sure there's no, you know, musculoskeletal injuries, like you haven't had a major shoulder injury, knee injury that may cause you problems this year, you know, prior concussions. Issues with your vital signs, so you come in and your blood pressure is out of control, you know, those kind of issues, vision, so things that may cause you problems if you participate. We just want to make sure that we screen all those things and clear them.
How about mental health, too? Because I know that, for example, women, as far as women athletes, women runners, I was reading that they are 12 times more likely to suffer from anorexia or another type of eating disorder if they're a student athlete. And I'm just wondering, in those pre-participation physical examinations, are those kinds of things screened for as well?
They actually are. Yeah. Now, again, they're self-reported, so you can only go by what, you know, the athlete is telling you. But there are questions about, you know, eating disorders or so it is part of the screening process that the athlete has to answer.
Okay. Well, we do have a phone call already. We have Greg over in St. Augustine. Pain with your Achilles tendon?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That sounds awful.
Hey, well, it's been going on a while. I'm a runner. I run every other day, about 2.5 miles. I've been doing it. I've been running for 40 years or more. And it's the pain is kind of like plantar fasciitis, except for the location. It's high up on the back of my heel. In other words, it's very painful in the morning. And, you know, once I'm up and moving around, I mean, I wouldn't say it's painful. It's just kind of annoying for the rest of the day. And I've tried the Strasburg sock, I believe, you wear it at night. And that actually did help, except it kept waking me up, so I quit using it. But I was just wondering if you had any suggestion for, like I said, it's in the Achilles tendon on my left, high up on my left heel.
Okay. Now, have you had it looked at before at all, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And there was never any injury to the Achilles or in that area?
No.
Okay.
I mean, long-term running is probably not, great for it, but...
Yeah, probably what you have is what we call, Achilles tendonitis or an Achilles tendinopathy, where the tendon itself has become inflamed, and then it can just cause you issues, especially as an avid runner. It may just get inflamed as you run, and therefore it's going to be a nagging, lingering type, issue because you're constantly running. It may just get – does it hurt while you're running?
No more than when I'm walking.
Okay.
It's fairly painful in the morning. Like I said, I kind of hobble around, making coffee and taking a shower. And then, by the time I'm, at work and moving around, it's just kind of an annoyance at that point.
What may be helpful is to go see your physician and maybe get some physical therapy. And so they can go over some specific stretches for you. That actually may help quite a bit, especially because you're an avid runner. And then because the running may actually be making it worse. And so it never quite gets back to baseline because you're continually running. So some physical
right.
therapy may actually help quite a bit.
Yeah, I stretch. I mean, I stretch a lot, even the days I don't run. And I was wondering, maybe ice, icing it down, heat, cold treatment, is that effective?
Or? Ice is very effective, especially for, pain and inflammation. So that I would definitely suggest icing it every once in a while if you don't have any issues with taking certain allergies to, any anti-inflammatories, maybe some Aleve or...
Yeah, no, I don't have any allergies.
Yeah, those can also help quite a bit because it can help with some of the pain and inflammation. So I would do some Aleve, one or two with some food a couple times a day when it bothers you, along with some ice. Make sure you continue to stretch. And for a little while, you may take a week or two off from running and maybe just try the elliptical machine or something, an alternative that's less that has lower impact.
Yeah, I did that last year for about 6 months, actually.
Yeah, and, so you might try that, but those are just some suggestions.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I'll try the ice, and I don't really take an ibuprofen in particular, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the phone call, Greg. I really do appreciate that. So Kobe Bryant, I don't know if anyone's heard the name before, but he tore his Achilles a couple years ago. His
yeah.
career hasn't been the same, but I have taken some time to look at some of the rehab he's doing. You were just talking about that low impact kind of rehab.
Exactly.
And, getting on an elliptical, I know for myself, I have kind of bad knees, so that's helped. But I've seen the athletes doing this thing where they're running in a swimming pool. Is that
exactly.
the reason for it?
Yeah, because it actually helps with... Running and that water therapy, actually or aquatic therapy, is really good because again it's low impact, but it's great. It's a great activity because you get all the benefits from as far as the resistance. It's even better than it would be running outside because it's no impact basically.
Right.
But you get all the benefits from that activity, so that's why they're doing that quite a bit.
Now I know some of these. Athletes that are out there, professional athletes, they obviously have all the resources to all the greatest medical benefits that you could ever want. As somebody that maybe doesn't have a personal trainer in a private swimming pool,
right.
what can they do to get that kind of low impact?
You can actually, if you don't have access to a pool, because you really could do these things at your neighborhood pool, or if you have access to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you can just make sure you're just doing some of these low impact activities. I mean, whether it be the elliptical machine, whether it be the stationary bike. And then there's tons of resources online as far as stretching. Now, Kobe's, his is a little bit different because he actually tore it.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different than just having a, inflammation of the tendon. Because when you tear it, I think they went in surgically reattached his, so that's a little bit different.
And his career's never been the same since
either.
Well,
it's hard. Once you tear your Achilles, it's rough. It's like tearing your ACL and your knee. It's, uh-huh. It's one of those, because a lot of these activities are so, dynamic and so explosive that it's hard once you tear, that ACL or the Achilles.
Which is so common among
yes.
athletes. I feel like every week I'm hearing about another athlete who tore his ACL or, his Achilles. And I mean, it's got to be incredibly painful.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, it seems to be very common. And it's It's even happening in non-contact activities where they're just, you know, out doing drills. So it can happen in any kind of activity.
I mean, Derrick Rose, he tore his ACL, I believe, when he was just jumping up. He didn't bump into anybody or anything. But we're going to stop talking about basketball. We do have callers on the line. We have plenty of time coming up. Again, I am joined by Dr. Mills with St. Vincent's. This is News 104.5 WOKV. Ask the Doctor. The number to call is 340-1045, and we're coming right back at you.
Clark Howard is on the ballot to be entered into the National Radio Hall of Fame and needs your vote. Text Clark at 36500 now. Again, text Clark to 36500. Say thanks to Clark for his years of service by voting today.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
You know what makes me mad? Well, you know a few things, but I'm fed up with a lack of quality standards when it comes to selling your home. This is Brian Kilmeade, everybody. You know, when I sell a home, I expect professional photos and a description that sells. Contact CC Underwood and the Selling with CC team. CC and her team know it's about you. Instead of one agent doing six jobs, CC's team has six agents doing one job each. CC wants your home to sell, not sit. Contact JacksonvilleHomeReport.com to have a specialist give you a free report.
Keller Williams, Jacksonville Realty.
Herman Cain here, and like most people, I love getting a luxury experience, especially when it comes to buying a Lexus. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. At Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you always get the outstanding customer service you deserve, not to mention incredible offers during the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales event, like the new 2015 Lexus RX 350, leased for $329 a month. That's right, a new RX for only $329 a month. Plus, every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty. So you fix it once, never pay again. So make your move to Brumos. Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard, or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard. And tell them Herman sent you. Or visit Brumos.com.
With approved credit through LFS on select models, 36 months lease, zero due at signing, includes dealer fee of $699, 10K annual miles, zero security deposit plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details. Expires at the end of the month.
Either let the future happen to you or make your future happen. Go headstrong, head first, head up. Don't just think about your future, own it. You have a dream, now make it a reality. Move forward with a degree that can help you achieve your next success, however you may define it. At Strayer University, we offer master's degrees in a wide range of in-demand concentrations, including management, accounting, information systems, and both MBA and executive MBA programs. With classes online and on campus, students have trusted us for career-focused higher education for over 120 years. Own your future. The time is now. The time is yours. Get started today at strayer.edu. Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEV.
Strayer University has a campus right here in Jacksonville to help you own your future. Make your dream a reality and learn how to get the degree you need, master's or bachelor's, on campus and online at strayer.edu.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures today will be hot, warming up to 94 degrees with a few isolated inland storms. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Showers and storms will fire up right around 3 o'clock, and they'll move inland through the afternoon and evening. But many areas today will stay dry. The storms today will be very widely scattered. Plenty of sunshine to go around with feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Tonight, mild and muggy as lows dip down to 74. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor. It is 2:26. It is Saturday. It is beautiful out, and we really appreciate you joining us on your weekend. Hopefully, you aren't working, and if you are working, you aren't working too hard. We are talking about sports health. I am joined by Dr. Mills of St. Vincent's Primary Care. Excuse me. The phone calls have lit up, and we have some very patient callers on the line, so let's go ahead and go to Bill out by the beaches. So, Bill, you had a question about salts.
I'll predicate this by saying I'm older than dirt. I played high school football back in the early 60s. And at that point in time, when we were in the summer and training program, they always had us eating salt tablets. And I left from that, ended up in a job for a short period between high school and college where I was in a very high heat environment. And they had salt tablets dispensaries all around the property for us. Yet you don't see that anymore. I never heard anybody being affected by it, but it's just kind of like that was one thing that always was there and it's now no longer there as far as I could tell.
Bill, I think that's just because they didn't have all these carbohydrate and electrolyte containing beverages back then, like Gatorade, Powerade, vitamin water. I think that's the reason behind it, because I think they were using that salt water, I mean the salt tablets, to increase the sodium, which helps you with your thirst. So that kind of prevents dehydration. So I think that's the only reason that you don't really see it now, because we have so many other, products now that you can use that, so you don't really need that anymore.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the phone call. We're about to hop on the line with James. Joe, you are waiting on hold right now. I see your question, and we are so excited to answer it. So please stay on the line, and we will be getting to you as soon as possible. But right now, let's go ahead and go over to James over in Arlington. So you had a question about Gatorade versus water?
Yes, sir. Actually, I heard y'all were talking about hydration earlier. I'm a roofer. I grew up in Florida, so the heat never really killed me. But now, I've always been active, but now I'm on the roof, and it can get anywhere between 120, 130. And I've always known from my time in sports that I'm supposed to drink a lot of water the night beforehand and kind of drink Gatorade to rehydrate. Two-part question. At what point, I guess, during the day, do I start drinking Gatorade? And at what point after work do I start switching back over to water after, I guess, I'm done rehydrating? And is there anything better to rehydrate than Gatorade, some kind of supplement or –
You know, James, throughout the day, I would actually do both, because, like I said, if you're out in the extreme heat and you're being very active, over an hour, you probably should be using like a carbohydrate electrolyte containing solution as well, in addition to water. So you want to, it's not one's going to replace the other, but you want to do both. So because you're out there, for hours upon end, I would actually do, it doesn't have to be Gatorade, but Powerade, whatever product you like, along with water. So water is going to be your mainstay, but you're going to add in the Gatorade if you're out there over an hour. And so you want to just kind of alternate.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that phone call, James. And Joe, you are coming up in just a minute, but we don't have time to get to your question just yet. I promise you, once we get back from the break, we're going to touch on that. Joe wants to know, his son has one kidney. Is it safe to play sports? One of the great things about Ask the Doctor is that you can call in every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. There's a doctor here. This week, we're joined by Dr. Mills. The number to call is 340-1045. This week, our topic is sports safety, and we are taking your phone calls. I'm Tim Tompkins. As always, this is Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's with News 104.5 WOKV.
I am proud to announce my candidacy.
Now let me tell you people.
I'm Ben Carson and I'm a candidate.
About this blackjack game.
I'm getting ready to do something too.
It's caused me nothing but trouble.
What am I going to do about it?
And I'm only myself to blame.
Hey, I'm running for president without permission from headquarters in Washington, D.C.
I'm announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Today, I'm formally entering the race for the Democratic nomination for President.
I'm Carly Fiorina, and I'm running for President.
I am proud to announce my candidacy.
We are going to make our country great again.
We have to fall in love with America again.
Fired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President, 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 President.
Jacksonville's election headquarters is News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian.
Wu. Three American contractors dead in a suicide car bomb attack in the Afghan capital, which killed at least a dozen other people. The blast targeting a NATO convoy. One of the top ISIS leaders, meanwhile, taken out in a U.S. military drone strike.
This was a big blow for ISIS, both symbolically and logistically. Not only was he the number two, but he was also the primary coordinator for moving weapons, explosives, and militants between Iraq and Syria. His name, Haji Mutaz. Before ISIS, he was a bookkeeper for Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That's where in 2005 he was detained by U.S. forces, where he admitted his involvement with the terror group.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Tragedy at the Shoreham Air Show in the U.K.
It went very low, and we're all, you know, thinking, gosh, that's very close to the ground. And then literally a huge ball of fire.
Seven people are dead. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
I tell you, the savings are incredible at Arlington Toyota right now. It's Rich Jones. It's the Toyota annual clearance time. My guys at Arlington Toyota know how to do it right. Like over 700 vehicles to choose from every day, you can get 0% financing up to 72 months on 10 Toyota models. A sporty new 2015 RAV4 LE is just $22,188. And a new 2015 Corolla L manual is just $16,988. Arlington Toyota, 10939 Atlantic Boulevard. See dealer for details.
You trust News 104.5 WOKV for breaking news, accurate weather, and traffic you can depend on. But you can trust us to deliver results for your business, too. Every day, WOKV provides our advertisers with solutions for their business. We make the phone ring and increase the foot traffic. Here's Tom McLaughlin from Metro Rooter.
I think it's always important to advertise consistently because of the branding involved.
News 104.5 WOKV reaches hundreds of thousands of listeners. And with today's headlines and economy, people are listening to WOKV closely and often.
They might just get Metro Rooter mixed up with another company. But if they're reminded periodically through one source or the other, even though they might not have used us for a while, then that seems to be helpful for us.
To grow your business and get the results you've been seeking, call sales manager Eric Lauer directly at 245-8602. News 104.5 WOKV. Your business can depend on it.
Saving thousands with Robert Palmer.
Rule number two, know your numbers.
Know your numbers.
I'm talking home value, credit score.
Know your numbers.
Knowing your numbers, that's rule number two. You've got to know these numbers.
Get empowered. Join Robert Palmer Saturdays at 3, Sundays at noon.
Here on News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
It is going to be a hot and humid Saturday with high temperatures in the mid-90s, but feeling more like the triple digits today. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. A few showers and thunderstorms moving inland with a sea breeze, but they will be very widely scattered. Many areas today won't even see rain. It's looking like a pretty nice Saturday, especially out at the beaches. Tonight, showers and storms will end. Skies will be partly cloudy, and lows will dip down to 74. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You are moving up to speed leaving St. John's on 95 northbound into the south side. It's just 8 minutes from County Road 210 past Old St. Augustine Road up to the Beltway. It's a problem-free drive coming from the beaches on JTB westbound. 12 minutes will take you from A1A over the intercoastal to the 95 exit. Crossing the Dames Point Bridge heading into Arlington on the east Beltway southbound, you are delay-free. 11 minutes will take you from Hexer Drive past the Town Center down to Butler Boulevard. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Chavis Elliott.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. It is 2:36. It is Saturday, August 22nd. It is beautiful outside. We are talking about sports injuries, how to stay healthy, when to know that you should or shouldn't be playing a sport. I am joined by Dr. Mills. He's a family and sports medicine doctor with St. Vincent's Primary Care. Joe, who has been waiting so patiently on the line this entire time. Joe, I appreciate it. You had a question. Your son has one kidney?
Yes.
Okay.
And the question is it safe for him to play contact sports, especially football, basketball, baseball, you know, soccer? And I just would like to know if it's safe for him to play.
Well, Joe, it's a little bit controversial, actually. Now, the key is if it's the one kidney he has is in the correct location and it's properly functioning, then a lot of people would say yes. You know, again, you have to be careful with the contact sports because, you know, since he doesn't have an additional kidney, you know, you wouldn't want anything to happen to the one functioning kidney. So,
right.
You know, so it's a little risky. So you know, he could play, but, you know, there is some risk associated with it.
And Joe, how old is your son?
He's only four. He hasn't really got to that level yet to where he would be in pads or anything like that.
So he's not looking to join the football team this year?
Oh, no, not anytime soon. Just a little flag football, you know, which is okay. But I was just wondering later on in life, you know, he would probably want to play in Little League in high school. So I just wanted to get an opinion. So we can manage it and have a good time as he grows up.
Oh, absolutely. And it is so important for kids to be able to join those teams and make friends. It's just, you know, so Dr. Mills, you think it depends on the person?
Well, it's going to depend, like I said, if the kidney's in the correct location.
It is.
And then if it's functioning properly, then it's probably going to be pretty safe. Like I said, definitely for the non-contact sports, like, you know, and – you know, the baseballs, the golfs, the tennis, those shouldn't be issues at all. Now for the you know, the contact sports like wrestling or football, again, it's a little riskier, but that doesn't mean he won't be able to participate. You just have to, you know, just take the, you know, the adequate precautions and just kind of, you know, just monitoring.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the phone call, Joe. We really do appreciate that. Again, we have Dr. Mills in the studio with us today. He is a family and sports medicine doctor with St. Vincent's Primary Care. The number to call if you have a question for Dr. Mills is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Doctor. So I know that there are a lot of football fans, a lot of WOKV listeners in particular love their football, and it has been a huge controversy recently with all the concussions. I know a lot of parents don't want their children playing football. They prefer other sports like basketball or tennis or track, which I believe you said that you did when you were a little bit younger. And what do people need to worry about with concussions? Because I know sometimes it's a little bit hard to even tell if somebody has a concussion.
You know, it's very concussions are very serious, and it, you know, we always think about them with football, but it can happen in soccer quite a bit. I mean, it can happen in cheerleading. I mean, so it can happen in basically any sports, but where there can be, you know, potential for a closed head injury, and that's basically what a concussion is. It's a traumatic brain injury, where it's, you know, someone hits their head for, you know, a number of mechanisms. But what we need to worry about is that we're educating everyone, the students, the student athletes, so they know how dangerous and how important these are to report, the coaches and the parents. Because we used to think when people get, like, we used to call them in football, like dings. So they just kind of get your bell rung. You get hit, but you know, there was no loss of consciousness. We used to not think those were a big deal. Now we know those are concussions just like any other. So we treat them just the same. So, like I covered a high school football game last night. If there were any concussions or anyone seemed like they had some, you know, a head injury, now we have stringent protocols where, you know, you're taken out of the game. You're not even able to, you don't definitely don't go back in the game the same day. And basically until you're symptom-free, then you can do a return to play, you know, type. We have like a program where you kind of return to play. So,
and what does symptom-free mean?
Well, a lot of people, once you have a concussion, a lot of people will have headaches. They may have nausea. They may have sensitivity to light, to sound. They may have dizziness. They may have problems with their memory. They may be confused. Mm-hmm. They may have some mood changes. So until everything basically goes back to baseline, and what we're really doing these days, we're doing what we call neurocognitive testing. So we'll do it at baseline. So before the beginning of the season, we'd have you sit down and do a test, like a computerized test. And it would tell us, you'd rank all your symptoms, and then you do like a cognitive test. So it tells you what your baseline was.
Okay.
So then after you had a concussion, what we would do after you were symptom-free, we'd have you do the same test, and you would not be allowed to restart that return to play until you were back at baseline.
Okay, I got you. And when can people safely start seeing symptoms for this? Because I know that I had a friend who had hit his head, and he actually didn't start getting that headache, didn't realize that he had a concussion until it was like 2 days later. You know, do you see it? Do you usually see it right away? How long after are you? Do you know that? Well, I didn't have a concussion.
Well, it's variable, but if you, like I said, just because you don't have a headache doesn't mean you didn't have a concussion. So if you have any symptoms following a head injury, then you probably did have a concussion.
I got you. And the number to call if you do have a question for Dr. Mills is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Let's take it a little bit away from concussions. I have a question for you, doctor.
Okay.
Ankle sprain, to tape or to brace?
You could do either. I mean, okay. That's really more of a personal preference. You may tape more if it's during the actual activity. So, you know, the brace would probably be, you'll see a lot more braces, maybe working out and everything else. Or, you know, if you've sustained the injury. But if you were going to say you've rehabbed it, you're about to go play some more, they'd probably tape it for the actual activity. And then you may be wearing the brace other times.
Okay. And so are sprains a big deal?
Well, they can be. Depends on how bad they are, because you know the severity of the sprain varies.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, not all sprains are the same. So
are there different stages of sprains?
Well, they're different grades.
Different grades. Okay.
So you know, you may have a grade one, grade two, grade three, but basically maybe a mild strain. It may not be a big deal. Maybe but it may be there. On the other end, you may have a severe one. So where you may have trouble putting any weight on it or doing any activity. And you know, depending on how bad it is, you may have to require quite a bit of, you know, physical therapy. So it just depends on how bad the sprain is.
Yeah, because I've wondered. I've seen, you know, I'm a huge basketball fan myself, uh-huh. And I've seen some athletes that have been out of the game because of an ankle sprain for what seems like a month and a half, 2 months. And then other ones that are back a week later. And I always kind of thought that was just the individual maybe not wanting to play, but that doesn't sound like that's the case.
Not necessarily. And it also depends on where the sprain is, you know, whether it's on the inside. So the medium ones are a lot worse. If it's a high ankle one, those take a lot longer to heal versus the latter ones on the, you know, where we, the ones that we mostly do are the latter ones, and those typically do a lot better.
So it's an athlete's out there, let's say they're a track, they're running, they suffer an ankle sprain. What's the next step for them? Do they know how long they should be sitting out? Is there that they start walking on crutches? I'm not a doctor. I don't really know. So,
it's all going to depend on how bad it is. So say you have a little an ankle sprain and if you're able to weight bear, or so you're able to walk around and do it without much pain, you may be able to get back fairly quickly. However, if it's one of those where it's pretty bad, you might need to get, you know, first of all, you probably would need to get an x-ray to make sure there's no types of fractures or anything.
I got you.
And once you rule that out, then you're able to go, you know, then we'd start to rehab it. Like I said, you may have to do some, physical therapy for it, because what happens is if you have a really severe strain, what happens is it's much easier for you to do it again unless you rehab it and strengthen it.
And so that's why that's happening over and over to some of these athletes.
Yeah, because what happens is if you don't rehab it and you don't, I mean, it can happen to you anyway, but, you know, certain sports you're more apt to do this. You know, playing basketball, you're jumping up and down, you land on somebody's foot, you roll the ankle. But if you don't rehab it, you're more prone to re-injuring it. So that's one of the reasons we really, you know, would like to have our athletes go get rehab, because it really can prevent future injury.
Okay, well, you are listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Tim Tompkins. This show is every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about sports injuries, how to stay healthy as an athlete. We talked a lot about concussions. We talked about sprains. We talked about hydration. I want to bring it over a little bit to female athletes in particular, because I feel like women have a host of issues that are kind of maybe a little bit more unique to them is what I'm trying to say. And I was reading that females are 12 times more likely to suffer from a stress fracture as opposed to men. Why is that? And it, I guess not necessarily why, because that doesn't matter. But is there anything that, that female athletes can do maybe to avoid those stress fractures?
Well, some of it, and this isn't in all cases, but a lot of times this happens in like some of the distance runners. And sometimes you get this female triad where basically, you know, you're running a lot, and then which may end up having you have a lack of your cycle. You may not have your cycle for a while because you're, you know, you're so active, which then can cause other problems. So you're not having your cycle anymore. And then from the running all the time, anyone can develop a stress fracture just from, you know, especially if you're putting on, if you're doing like cross country per se, a lot of running over and over. It's just trauma. So you get a lot of repetitive trauma to that area, and then you can get a stress fracture. So if you add that along with if anyone has like any type of eating disorder or they're just not eating properly, that's going to exacerbate that and make it much easier for that to happen anyway. Because this truly can happen even if you don't have if there's no eating disorder present at all. If you just run a lot, put a lot of miles on there, it's easy to develop a stress fracture in your foot, in your ankle, especially in your shin. So those can really happen.
And but, how would someone know if they did have a stress fracture?
Well, you start to develop pain, really. It's going to be more pain. And you just have this pain that you can't figure out why. You know you haven't
is
done
it. Is it
like anything.
Overwhelming pain or?
It may be a dull ache. I mean, it may be a nagging pain, but it's going to be there. And it's going to really bother you, especially with activity, with weight bearing.
Okay.
So, and you know there was no activity. There was no injury like where you could have, you know, just broken it. There was, you know, nothing major happened, no major trauma.
Right. No one threw a rock at your foot.
Yeah, nothing like that. But just over, it's just one of those things where it's just due to, you know, repetitive, if you're running like 4 or 5 miles a day, you know, just it's one of those things where you can definitely develop a stress fracture.
Okay. And I was also reading that women who play soccer are more susceptible to foot injuries. And I guess that would make sense for what you were talking about with women runners, you know, plantar fasciitis, stress fractures, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anything they can do? Are there special shoes they can wear? Should
care above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Did you know when you buy a diamond at Global Diamonds today for $3,000, you can come back a year from now and trade it up to a larger diamond, and we'll give you $3,300 towards the new stone. Wait, did you catch that? We'll pay you more than you paid us. 10% more when you upgrade to a larger diamond. It's Global Diamonds' 110% upgrade guarantee. Buy a diamond, keep it for at least 12 months, and we'll give you 110% of your original purchase price toward a new diamond. Who else does that? It's just another way Global Diamonds is changing the game in jewelry retailing here. We're Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, with more diamonds than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Say goodbye to old-style jewelry retailing and discover Global Diamonds, the only store here owned by a major diamond wholesaler based overseas. More diamonds, higher quality, better service, and groundbreaking warranties and guarantees. Global Diamonds, official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars, at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
At Marathon, we're fueling the American spirit. And right now, that spirit is focused on savings. From now through September 30th, you can use your Marathon Visa card to earn double rebates and save up to 50 cents per gallon. It's our way of fueling your car, your passion, and your wallet. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Subject to credit approval, the Marathon Visa card is issued by Comenity Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. Rebate program is provided by Marathon, which is responsible for the program's operation. Marathon may change the terms of the program at any time.
Luxury and performance don't have to come at a high cost. At Kia Hyundai, we prove that every day. Stop in today and experience the world-class luxury of the 2015 Hyundai Equus with our premium concierge service, or the exhilarating performance of the completely re-engineered Hyundai Genesis. Both come with America's best warranty. Visit us and see that the road to luxury, performance, and value leads to Kia. Learn more at KeyHyundai.com.
Hot, hot, hot. Can you believe this weather out there? Hi, this is Stan Nagel for Energy Seal Foam Insulation, reminding you that you're burning up. This time of year, your attic temperature averages 130 degrees. Nothing like paying high energy bills, and you're still hot. Do something about it. Spray foaming your attic with Energy Seal really works. A cooler attic means a cooler home, a cooler bonus room. Everything is more comfortable. Right now, we're offering 25% off our summer rates. Call us today at 888-306-3626 or look us up on the web at energysealtoday.com. Call us today for a free estimate, 888-306-3626.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures today will be hot, warming up to 94 degrees with a few isolated inland storms. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Showers and storms will fire up right around 3 o'clock and they'll move inland through the afternoon and evening. But many areas today will stay dry. The storms today will be very widely scattered. Plenty of sunshine to go around with feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Tonight, mild and muggy as lows dip down to 74. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
The yellow pages are dead in today's world. Vehicle wraps are the most effective way to brand your business. Identity Design is the leader in Jacksonville for fleet advertising and vehicle wraps. Call 904-201-WRAP today and find out why Jacksonville businesses trust Identity Design for their fleet commercial printing needs.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor. I'm Tim Tompkins. As always, every 2 o'clock here on News 104.5 WOKV. This week, we are talking about sports medicine, and I am so lucky because I am joined by Dr. Mills of St. Vincent's Primary Care here in the studio. And we do have a phone call. Perry has been waiting on the line so very patiently. Perry, over in Mandarin, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you had a question for the doctor.
I do. For about the last 22 days, I have been rehabbing the piriformis muscle. Pulled it about 4 weeks ago almost. And my question is, sir, I'm getting conflicting reports. Some people say to ice it during the day after I do my stretches. Some people say use heat. What do you think?
Okay, the piriformis, first of all, is a rough injury to have sometimes. But this is what I would tell you as a rule of thumb, and this can go for almost any injury. If it's painful and inflamed, you want to apply ice. If it's tight and spasm, you want to apply heat.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of a rule of thumb.
Yes, okay. So just depending on how it feels at the time.
Exactly.
All right. And I'm doing about a series of 10 stretches twice daily and really have not been able to get back into my normal routine, biking, power walking, lifting. How long do you think the rehab's going to take me?
The piriformis is rough. Like I said, it can take months, to be honest with you. It just depends on how bad it is. But if you notice you're having a little trouble doing this on your own, make sure you talk to your physician and maybe get some formal physical therapy because that may actually help speed up the process.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much for your help today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for the phone call, Perry. We really appreciate you. So she has a concern right there, and she was just talking about it. It's actually a great segue into the next segment I wanted to talk about, which is your practice over at St. Vincent's. How can people get a hold of you there?
You know, all you have to do is give us a call. My staff will take care of you. 400-6500 is our main number. My office is located right over by St. Vincent's Southside, right off Gate Parkway West, right before you get to Belfort Road. So pretty easy to get to, and just give us a call, and we take care of all kind of primary care and sports medicine needs.
Well, fantastic. And again, that number is 400-6500. If you aren't in Jacksonville, that's a 904 area code, 904-400-6500. So, Dr. Mills, I have to ask you, were telling me about it just a second ago off the air, but so you are driving up 95 North, you are passing Bay Meadows, and you look on your left, and there is a billboard with your face on it. How did that feel?
It was good, and I was surprised. I was like, look at that guy with the big head. It's me. No, it was good. It was very good. St. Vincent's is doing a great job of marketing our practices, and it was really cool to see that.
So did you pull off on the side of the road and take some pictures of it? Because the minute I see my face on a billboard, I'm pulling over. I'm bringing in a professional photographer. I'm going to call my mom, my grandparents. I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Not yet, but I'm going to have to do something so my mom can see it. She's in Kansas City, so I have to do something for her so she can see it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure she'll be incredibly proud. I feel like in life, you know you've made it once you're on a billboard.
Probably depends on why you're on the billboard, but if it said wanted, that might be another issue. So,
absolutely. And the number to call if you do have a question for and the doctors at any time, it's 904-340-1045. Dr. Mills, thank you so very much for joining us. This is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's. Same time, same place, every Saturday, 2 o'clock. I'm Tim Tompkins, and keep listening to News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the iHeartRadio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Herman Cain here. And like most people, I love getting a luxury experience, especially when it comes to buying a Lexus. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. At Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you always get the outstanding customer service you deserve. Not to mention incredible offers during the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales event, like the new 2015 Lexus RX 350, lease for $329 a month. That's right, a new RX for only $329 a month. Plus, every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos lifetime warranty. So you fix it once, never pay again. So make your move to Brumos. Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard, or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, and tell them Herman sent you. Or visit Brumos.com.
With approved credit through LFS on select models, 36 months lease, zero due at signing, includes dealer fee of $699, 10K annual miles, zero security deposit plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details. Expires at the